try to understand this. Light is all is there, as God is there. So, these living entities, part and parcel of God, they are also there. Where God has got multi energies, potencies. Out of that, three potencies have been taken as very important. Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Sriya say, God has multi energies. Out of that, three energies have been taken as principles. Material, spiritual, and marginal. The material energy is this material world. The spiritual world is the spiritual energy. And we living entities, we are also spiritual, but we are called marginal because we may live in the, under the subjugation of material energy or spiritual. So the living entities, they are eternal. Their only position is marginal, sometimes manifested here, sometimes manifested there. So, in the material world, the living entities are already there. You have not to create. That is foolishness. It is never created. Simply, in the material world, it becomes manifest in four ways. Some of them are coming like trees, plants. And some of them are coming from perspiration. Not coming, being manifested through fermentation, perception. And some of them are being manifested through eggs. And some of them are being manifested through embryo. The living entities are already there. Their struggle is going on and they become manifest in the material world in four sources. In the spiritual world, there is no, they eternally exist. There is no question of manifestation. So this is the science of living entities. What do they know? Therefore, I say they are astrals. There is no anything, simply. Trying to create. What is the creation? It is already there. But they do not know what is this. And instead, they are scientists, advanced education, all that stuff. They do not know. Therefore, through Bhagavad Gita, we say they are astral. Mura. Now, you tell these muras that, my dear sir, he cannot create, neither it is created. You find out how they are coming out, what is their source, who is the brain behind all this nature, that you find out. That is knowledge. If you struggle for this and try to find out the original source of everything, then someday you may come to this platform, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samaha Vasudeva. well understand that Krishna is the source of everything, and then your knowledge will be perfect. This is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Whatever we see, that is the source. Do you think this nice power has come out without any brain? This nonsense, philosophy. The so-called scientists put some bombastic word, this, that. What is that explanation? Nobody can understand. It will be understood by them. They will put some language in such a way that it is to be understood by them. Unless they explain, nobody will understand. So, this is automatically the nature. That's not the fact. Nature is an instrument. Just like this wonderful machine, computer. But still there is an operation. And they have no common sense. Then where is the machine that is working without any operator? What is that machine? Within their experience. How they suggest that the nature is doing an authority then? Nature is wonderful, machine. But the operator is Krishna. That is real knowledge. Because the machine is working wonderfully, there is no operator, where is that experience? Have you got any experience after all like that? Yes? Oh, you have got any experience? You have got any experience? Then why do you say nonsense? You have no experience, then you say something nonsense. Ludicrous. They say nature. What is the nature? Nature is a machinery. It's like the harmonia. It is a machine. But if one is spark, operator is there, it makes for the melody. Oh, nice. Will the harmonia play automatically? And being melodious sound. So they have no common sense, even still they are scientists. That is our regret. They are less than common sense man. That you have to expose. That these people have not even common sense. And they are passing on as scientists. That you must protest. Because you are servant of God, you are servant of the scientist. Call them directly, respect. Let them defend that they are not respect. He brought some scientists. I call him, you are as scared as a demon. I tolerate. But when he says, internally he accepted that he is a rest. Absolutely. He has no common sense. Well, we are not scientists. But we speak from common sense, that's all. Yesterday, the people started talking on common sense, on law points. So, Rupanuja said, you are bigger than law. I do not know that I am bigger than law. But I was speaking on common sense. The difficulty is that misleading. So many people are being misled by the so-called politicians and scientists. But Gandhi says, he has written so many nonsense things. One thing is that he says, I do not believe that there was anybody as Krishna living here. Krishna is of my imagination. This sincerely. And is Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma's designation is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanasthuman Patho Devi Kiti Mahasa. Mahatma means devotee. Well understood. Vasudeva Sarvami. But these rascal politicians, they have no Mahatma. For politics, they can do anything, lie like anybody, and so many things. There was a big rancher in Bengal. So, he is giving evidence in the court. That's a comic. So he said, do you think I am editor, and pleader, and prostitute? Man, indirectly he is saying that they are prostitutes. As a prostitute can say anything, I mean to lies, part of their profession. Similarly, these people, the editors and the leaders, they are like that. Do you think I'm prostitute? Do you think I'm lawyer? Do you think I'm editor? This is my editor. So, take this formula from the chapter. Living entity is never created. The rascals are trying to create living entities and spending money and going to hold big conference. So where is the question of creation? They are already created. Why do you do this? The common sense will not come in their way. Huh? Why?
Because they are illusions.
Huh?
They are illusions.
Innocent?
Illusion, illusion.
Illusion, yes.
Maya
Bhutta Jnana. That is stated in the Bhagavad. They are so-called educated doctors, but actually they have no knowledge. Simply they are bluffing, cheating. Where is the question of creation? So many millions and trillions of living entities are there, and they are making conference. How to create something? The sea, the sky is so open. And wasting time, and misleading person, and wasting hard-earned money of the state, a big foundation supplying the money. And if you ask, give us some money for Krishna consciousness, no, we are not interested in religion. We are interested in science and digital science. All fools and rascals. Murha. That is our test. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a murha. But we are going to test you. Listen. Bhagavad Gita, Ramana Dushkitana Murha, Prabhupadam, Tenarana. So as soon as we see here is a man who has not surrendered to Krishna, all right, you are Murha. We haven't got to test him. The testing is already there. So you tell this Murha that why you are wasting so much time and money to find out how to manufacture that. So what are these guys? How they are come? That is not a problem. that without your creation and plan, the world will go to hell. It is already there. What do you say? Why is that trying to create life? What is that answer? What? They will get it. The things are already there. Suppose there are so many motor cars. And if I manufacture one motor car, is there any great credit for me? The motor cars are already there. When there was no car, motor car, the first man who manufactured, he had some credit. Who manufactured it? Daimler or somebody else? Huh? So he has something. Yes, he has done something. Horseless carriage. Maybe he gives something for me, a convenience. That's all right. But when there are thousands and millions of motor cars and creating accidents only, and still as if I manage a motor car, what is my credit? Huh? What is my credit?
Zero.
Huh? Zero. And they are going to prove this zero, and they are going to have some big conference. So many people in town will spend money on this.
What make a better human being?
Huh?
What make a better human being by making life themselves? What make it better?
Yeah. That is our purpose. So don't waste that. You are living entities, there are so many living entities now. Try to understand what is your actual constitutional position so that you may become happy and peaceful. This is actually. Why can I help waste time in this money and time? You can write to the organizer, sponsor of this meeting. Why you are foolish going to waste time like that? You can share this by you want to say it like this.
Srila Prabhupada, I think if you're trying to create life, you want to claim authorship.
Huh?
You want to claim authorship by creating life. You want to say, we did it, but they do not understand it. They will
not. What do they want to claim? By creating authorship.
Authorship.
Authorship. Author, originator.
Originators.
You want to be originators. Already there, how can be originators?
You want to be, yeah.
Already life is there, how can you originate? That is your foolishness.
Instead of trying to disprove Krishna. If I can do this, they're saying if I can create life, then there's no need to postulate a God. I can be God.
That means do what?
Yeah, they need a God. And their vision is that...
So how we can respect the demons? We can. The other fools, they can give something, but we are not there. We say never the end, you can say. The rational can give some knowledge that your this attempt will be failure. Because we know life cannot be created. How is it? We know the formula. So how this rascal will be able to? I am not a scientist, but on the stand of Bhagavad Gita, Asarsa, Najara. Nobody was there. Neither it is taken, neither it is done. So if somebody wants to create that one, he shall call him a fool. We have got testy. Very boldly is also. Now let them prove that you can create. They are foolish. So Krishna consciousness, first, he has got very strong belief. He speaks just what Krishna speaks. That's all. Finish.
You know, like you described yesterday, when the scorpion comes to the rice,
yeah.
They think that when some living entity becomes manifest, he's being created.
Yeah.
That's because the
material. That also he cannot do.
No.
How the scorpion is coming out of rice, that they do not. such a foolish question, he said.
I'm thinking, because they're able by different methods, like synthetics, through chemistry, that they can produce...
Zaki's reference, that is not knowledge.
But still, they're thinking, because they can do the, make the background...
It's of like if you paint a picture of those, you are a painter. Not that who knows the knowledge. A painter is not a man of knowledge. Man of knowledge makes him know how things are being done. That is man of knowledge. Painter imitates some painting, that's all. He may be a good painter, but a painter is never taken as a man of knowledge. I think there are two departments, art and science. So this knowledge, this technical knowledge, suppose one man has created an aeroplane, so that is an art, that is not knowledge.
So if they create some synthetic, that is an art.
So that is an art.
It's like copy.
Yes. It's like a good cook is a good taste. He does. How to mix up the masalas and ghee. And that's very textbook. So you can call him a good cook. The chemistry is nothing but mixture of different chemicals, that's all. There is soap, there is oil, there is alkali. You mix it, and very proportionally, and soap comes out very useful.
How can we explain to the scientists how matter, how gross matter is being produced from subtle matter and ultimately from light, from particles? Like if those scientists are looking at the creation occurring,
every scientist knows that originally the sky, the sound, and from the sound, then what is air? Yeah. What is the process of creation from subtle to glass?
First, the ether produces sound.
Yes. From sound, there is air. From air, there is fire. From fire, there is water. From water, there is earth. This is earth, water, air, fire. And the sound, transcendental sound, and it is carried in the Bible, let there be creation. And in the Vedas also it is said, ta or kata, it glances over. That is to be found out. How from sound, from ether sound is coming, sound. I think that is already in the science. Is it not?
But no.
Give one example of television. You gave one example of television is showing that gross form comes from the ether. The transition of television?
But that now this television, yes. Coming. Sound is coming. From ethereal vibrations and coming. That you have to see. But the basic knowledge is already there.
The question that Mahatma is raising that came up, what is that? All the forms of our this living state
which all the species, their forms, their growth forms.
That is coming from mind.
Yes, whether that has come all of a sudden.
No, all of a sudden.
Or is it by gradual evolution?
Yes.
From
Sada Tadabhava Bhavi. As you are thinking, always, so you are creating your next body.
Show us some answer. What we want is at the time of creation of the material world, with all the species, the million from the top species,
yes,
that they form, they are all simultaneously manifested.
Yes.
Just at once.
Yes. They are not manifested, yes, because they are sleeping. When there is no creation, I mean, there is sleeping stage. They are in the sleeping stage, even in this, at the present moment, at night. The dog is sleeping, the bird is sleeping, the man is sleeping, the tiger is, everyone is sleeping at night. But in the morning, as soon as they are awake, they understand, I'm tiger, I'm dog, I'm man, I'm this, I'm that. Everyone remembers that I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to go there, I have to make money from there. All beauty is not seen. So all these living creatures were sleeping at night. But when there is morning, they again become the same. That is for you.
When Brahma creates,
yeah,
does he first of all create the aquatics, then the plants?
No.
No, everything is at once. There's no growth. It is all immediate.
There is a process from aquatics to this. But when there is creation, all of them come at once.
So the process is transmigration,
yeah,
of the soul.
Yeah.
That is evolution.
So in the last creation, if somebody could not come to the human form of body, again, he'll be able to come. Therefore the creation is there. Another chance is there.
Yes. Otherwise there'd be no chance. Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada, that is the idea that matter comes from life.
Huh?
That is the idea that matter comes from life.
Life, yes.
I do not quite see how. I do not quite understand how matter can come from life.
Just like the man, a mechanic was sleeping, and as soon as he had it, he again begins to manufacture motor car. In the sleeping stage, he was doing nothing. But the awakened stage, he begins his work. So therefore he is living being, and the motor car comes from him. Not that the motor car was sleeping. He was sleeping. The living into.
Can one assume that matter is a kind of energy?
Yes, matter is also energy of God.
Of which of the two types of energy is matter?
Matter and material. Yes. In the material world there is spoken of matter and spirit. In the spiritual world simply everything is spiritual.
Can we assume that energy as such, all three types of energy are related to life?
Yes.
They emanate from life.
From Krishna? Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavam. Find out with God. Aham Sarvasya. Sarvasya means both matter and spirit.
Now we have some questions. Now we have some questions we have to ask you about. Because we're writing a book, we have some questions. Specific questions we have to have a time. This is a question. Did you write them down, Sri Ramananda?
Yeah, we have.
That's the first one. We have not ever read it. The answer was there's no
gratitude.
Yeah. I think we're going to get some of this. Yeah, he's right. He's right. Just the two of them. So I'm going to give this question to answer to you. You see the whole thing. You can see the support of the cat. Sitting in the middle of the group. Very quiet, very sharp. It's constant. That's the purpose for guidance, intelligence. You can be tactful, for example. If you have that to you have to see your example.
Don't worry, don't worry.
Well, the beginning position, if you all the forms are like to one time, the beginning is good. You do. So each day, it goes through the explaining, right or gone, it goes to sleep. At the ending of karma, whether the body is dissolved, the dust takes to live on the party when I die, but still, I have to take the next one as well. Wake up and get the next level of life. All levels created at once. All is supposed to be. And the entrance of the body is the life. The body becomes their past. So, by the time you know, what's the next stage of telling you? I don't know. If I don't finish up in this day of Brahma, I'll get the next day of Brahma, when everything begins again, by the morning, and I take the next level of life.
The wise know that every being engaged in my devotional service and worship me all their hearts.
Yes, sir. He has found out the original self. There's no confidence to be.
So, there's another question. During the day of Brahma, at the end of Ramadan, there's a partial devastation of the planets up to Earth and Svastu, right? Now, at that time, there's like a flood, and the animals that are in that particular stage of transmigration, living entities, their bodies are all killed. Now, at that time, when that period is over, how are the bodies manifest? Is the question that Richard Guru was asking.
There is no body. There is that in the Vishnu's body. And again, when there is case and they come out, and therefore, matter comes from the spirit.
So
matter is there, creation, matter. So take advantage of the matter. Just like the cloth is there, you cut it around in your body. And there is a cloth. The spiritual body is already there. Now the matter is there. Now from matter you make your body like a dog, like an ant, like a peach, like a tree. That's it.
So everything is, all the different species are created again.
Well, that is, he died with that mentality.
Yes.
It is there. Just like you go to sleep, but all your mental activities are reserved. In the morning it only begins.
You say that the living entity is thinking about a particular kind of body and a particular activity.
Not particular body, particular desire. And according to the desire, Krishna is giving him facility through the material machine to give him a particular type of body. Just like one man is thinking of eating anything nonsense. So Krishna says that you give him this body of. He can eat even stool, that's all. You want to be naked, nudie. So Krishna gives him, well, he's very much anxious to become nudie. Make him a tree. Stand up for 5,000 years, naked. Isn't it?
If I desire...
Whatever you desire.
If I desire something to appear here now.
Huh?
If I desire something to come here.
Yes, you remain here as insect.
If I desire a plate of prasadam to appear here.
Then you go to Vaikuntha.
How do I do it? I just desire. How is it?
If you have a desire, you are creating everything. All these material varieties, desire, and the spiritual world also, varieties. Desire, you want to serve Krishna as his friend, you want to serve Krishna as his lover, you want to serve Krishna as his father, as his servant, or you want to serve Krishna by supplying fruits and flowers, or river Jamuna, everything what you will like, Krishna has given you. In the material world and the spiritual world.
After the after complete annihilation, and then when the creation starts again.
There is no question of annihilation.
I mean the material universe.
Yes, it is manifest, not many, not annihilation. The energy is there. It's like sometimes I become angry, and sometimes I'm not peaceful. But that means anger is annihilated. Anger is there. It may be manifested at any time. There is no personal annihilation. It is a like that because actually it is bhakta of bhakta. Manifest the non-manifest.
We don't see it, so we say it's not manifest.
Yes.
So during this time, they are still living in this, which are not manifested.
Enemy is already there. But his desires are manifest or non-manifest?
Yes, the living things are there, but the sun manifests in different bodies.
That is another thing, that you cannot see him without body. That is your defect. There are so many living entities in the air, you cannot see them. That is your defect.
So,
but, therefore, Vedanta, Shastra of Krishna. You should see through the Shastra, not with your so-called eyes.
Sorry,
Prabhupada,
so over
here. Yes. Knowledge is through Shastra authority, not by our senses. That is not knowledge.
To that extent, sometimes some the times ask, you are so sure about the Indian 20,000 species. They ask, how are you so much sure about the Indian 20,000
species? Because I am asked from authority. As you are asking assurance from me. So I give you the knowledge from where I have heard. You want to hear from me, I have heard from authority. Yes. Where is the divinity? Why you are asking me? You want to hear from me? So I must have from authority. You take.
So when they said that there are some plants that can grow from just branches, you stick the plants in the soil, then it just goes to
the same plant. Thing. The living entity is there, but he is manifested in such a way. The same experience. Just like that, there are many living entities within my body. And when this body stops, become poor, they come out in different forms.
Are these living entities constant?
Huh?
Are these living entities?
Yes, nitya.
Are they constant?
Nitya. Nitya, sāsvatayam, nāhannate, hannamāne. Tell you, why don't you see this reference? It is never created. It is ever existing, eternal. Only it appears to be temporary on account of accepting different material bodies. There is a Pandita Samadarshan, a one who knows. He knows that he has changed his body, the same person. Just like father and mother know, when the son becomes very stout and strong, if the mother sees that same child. Others may be bewildered. one was sainted child very long ago. Now he has become robust. He cannot say. When Mahalaya says he is my child, that child. Chapandika samadharsina.
For the soul that has never birthed from the dead, who having once been that he ever ceased to be, he is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
That's all. So where is the person of creation? But because we have got these material eyes, we want to see everything through this material manifestation. We are saying that he is dead, he is alive, he is born, etc.
The defect of the
scientist,
they always see the body.
Yeah, that is their defect. Therefore, they are ashes. Go for all. That is the point. Anyone who takes the body as the self, he is go for all. Anyone. And that is our protest, that you are animal, you are passing as very learned, scholar, scientist. That we want to protest. We want to expose them, that they are cheating people. Their more perfect knowledge is still that the person is a scientist, a big man. That is our protest.
Can we say that the living entity is there and that he is the one that makes the molecules and the atoms come together to form a body, just like the scientists give explanation? No?
No, because the living entity is there for the formation of his body, so many things are going on. Action and reaction of the matter. Yes. That is depending on his desire. It is so subtle thing. His desiring and action and reaction is going on. And as soon as the living entity is not there, this action and reaction will stop. So they are trying to find out the missing thing. The missing thing is the living entity that they do not know fully. That's the motor car is running very nicely. And as soon as the driver goes out, it stops. The machine is there, everything is there. But this rascal, mechanic, becomes, something is missing. And why something is missing? And he does not know the missing part is the driver. He is finding out the motor car, what is missing. The motor car is everything is there. The hand is there, leg is there, the heart is there, the intestines are there, everything is there. So they cannot explain. They say now the blood has become white. Does it make it red? What is the difficulty? They do not know what is missing. Neither will take, learned instruction. That is their defect. Real thing, the driver is missing. But that they will not accept. They are so foolish, they are thinking that motor car is running automatically.
The child.
Huh? Like a child, yes. As a child will say, what is that doing?
Would it be possible to make a body of a living entity into it?
Huh?
To make a body
of a living entity? Yes, there is yogic principle. They can enter into a young body and act as a young man.
The scientist then could claim to create it, right?
Huh?
He could, where they thought, if
he made a cell, first of all, let them, these foolish rascals, let them understand what is the point he is missing. Then they will be blessed. They have no knowledge what is missing. They are so fools.
Srila Prabhupada, they would not create.
Huh?
You would not create. You would only imitate.
They will not create. You never created. That is their missing part, that life is never created and they are trying to create.
theory may be right.
Yeah?
Your theory may be right about how the body forms. If they're missing this soul.
Body forms, as soon as there is light, body forms, magnetic element.
Is your theory maybe right?
Huh?
May your theory be right? They say they come from amino acids and so many things. But
that may be or not, may not be. Who cares for this? It is him already done.
This is simply describing.
Huh?
It may be describing.
That is also because they have no knowledge how they can describe.
We're explaining that the Christ of Brahma is example of the driver in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So inside, we also said that yes, molecules are ingredients to build the material body.
Mm-hmm.
But this does not mean that molecules are the ingredients.
Yes.
But it is the driver necessary.
Yes.
Or
that is the first step in instruction of Krishna. Deena Smindha De Kuma Deena. There is a living entity, driver, within the body. That is the first instruction. Unless one understands this simple thing, he is an ass. There is no knowledge. Because every knowledge, everything is based on something fictitious. This is the first thing one has to learn, the scientist. That there is a driver is missing. Or the driver is moving the body. And if the driver is educated, then he can move his body to Krishna, back to home, back to God. Then he becomes perfect. So we are educating the driver. We are not painting the team car. This is Krishna's answer.
But the scientist actually observes something external to his mind, is that he only observes
regulation.
Only in his mind.
That's all. Just like he cannot see actually what is beyond the wall and there is some sound, he can simply speculate. This sound is this to this, this sound is this to this, this sound is this to this. But you have no clear knowledge. This is called speculation. But a man behind the wall says, this sound is